Live local talk. It's Tesh Matters on the voice of the Tesh. Kane Radio, AM 1240. New Iberia's only daily live call-in talk show.
And we are back 16 minutes after 10 o'clock. We missed them last month, but they are back. The Dulcom Seafood and Farmers Market back in operation this Saturday. Tammy Gordon joins us with a special guest today. How you doing?
Good morning. Good. Ready to start off the fall season. We have a guest with us tonight, Timmy Melisalt. Did I say that right?
That is so close. That's good.
Feel free to correct us.
Well, you know, I have a son that lives in California, so he, just on a tour, he nicknamed it the How to Say My Last Name Correctly tour, and it's Melisalt.
Melisalt. Now, when I moved to Louisiana, it's almost 25 years to the date, what was frustrating how some Peets and Petries would pronounce their name, Duhon, Duyon, that kind of thing. So if you guys could all at least get on the same page, it would be easy, easier for us to memorize
this
stuff.
In Delcom, the Melisalts, I know they say Melisalts. So hers might be said, she's from Kaplan.
And there's some Melisalts.
Melisalts.
But anyway, good to have you here.
She makes good honey. That's all that counts. That's the number one thing.
She brought us quite an array of it here.
I see that.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
So she started, 2 months ago with us?
I think we've been to three.
Three, okay.
I think we've been to three, and you can't count July because you guys skipped out on us
in
July.
We do skip July, yes.
But we have been in beekeeping for years now. My husband had bees when he was young with his grandfather, and so he's always been interested in honeybees, like most of us. We grew up around bees, but he's always wanted to do it as a hobby. And then when I retired from teaching about 4 years ago, he decided I needed more to do. And he was probably right. So we started promoting it, and 10 hives went to 20, and then 20 went to 150. So, you know, that's kind of where we are now. But it's a fun hobby that's turned into a business that seems to be actually helping people with allergies and things. So it's a good thing.
You know, we were talking a little off mic about some of the benefits, but you blew me away with all the different things. I mean, I knew, obviously, that, you know, the bee wax. I mean, we've heard of bee wax, but I didn't think about putting it into a candle.
Absolutely. And beeswax candles are air purifiers. They don't put a scent into the air like most candles will. In fact, they'll pull out smells out of the air. So if you are cooking a roux or you cooked fish in your kitchen, if you light a bee's candle, it will actually take that smell out.
That's wild. Very good.
Yep, you learn something new every day.
Yeah, we'll talk more about bees in just a little bit. Not just bees, but honey in just a bit. I know you've got a lot, though, to talk about.
A lot this week, this month. Well, this week also. Our farmers market, like most people know, is the first Saturday of every month from March through December. We skip July. We had some issues with a lot of vendors wanted to pull out because vacation time, it was hot. And the main reason is it's always the first Saturday of the month, and that is 4th of July weekend.
Just about always. Yeah.
Yes, and it's everywhere celebrated. A lot of people have vacation. And our twin people next to us, Erath, they do a big celebration for 4th of July. So we don't want to take anything from them for their event. So that's one of the main reasons we decided to do this. Also, this month we're celebrating National Farmers Market Week. It's across the nation. You know, it's kind of a big thing. Wendell has been on TV a couple of times this week and just promoting National Farmers Market. We can have 50-plus vendors. I think it's cutting close to 55. Our pavilion's full. We have some on the grass. We have some on the cement. We're kind of everywhere this month. We're going to have fresh produce, shrimp, of course. We expecting about 2 shrimp boats. You never could tell the morning of or the day before. Sometimes we have several extras, so we just wait and see. With crafts. So it's kind of a big thing for everybody to celebrate National Farmers Market. We would love to have more producers to come in, you know, and we invite anyone to come and just, you know, contact us on our Facebook page or even on our 800 number. We also celebrated National Twin Day, actually the day of its National Twin Day. So we've been inviting twins to come by and they could register for our door prize. And what the winners are going to reach, each get a $20 gift voucher to use with the vendors. So it's kind of like a little plus, a little extra for the vendors and also, you know, for the twins to come out and celebrate. It's also our back-to-school month. We do a supply drive, and we give the supplies we collect to the local schools. So it's always a fun thing to help out some kids and some teachers that need extra help. So that's what we do with the supplies. We also excited to have the first time. It's called the Games to Go truck. It's a huge, it looks like a food truck, but it's a game truck. It has about 8 to 10 PlayStations, Xboxes inside. They could actually play, the kids could play actually 12 to 15 kids at a time. And on the odd side, it's also open. They have a dancing game, a bowling game, 3 or 4 games on the odd side. So it's kind of fun to keep your kids occupied while the parents shop. And gives them something to do, a little excitement before school starts. We can have the jumping balloon like normal. And we also have a young lady here from New Iberia that is that got selected as also a cheerleader at her camp. And she's attending one of the bowl games in January. So she's doing a little fundraising along with the kids area. She's doing face painting and tattooing. So it's kind of like a little fun, you know, kids day. Bring them out, let them have fun. And you can enjoy your shopping and eating and everything else. We also excited to have some people in this area remember, but of course the Delcom Erath people, we love it. The center, the 10-H center at one time was a big hot spot in town years ago. It was a great hamburgers, and the daughter's owner, Maggie, she kept the original grill. And usually about once or twice a year, they come out and they do hamburgers. And the money that they raise go to their Relay for Life team. Mm. And they'll be doing, so we call them the center hamburgers and also chili hot dogs. That's a little extra that everybody, you know, the locals know and love. It's awesome. The Cacklin Hens were voted last week at the Best of the Tesh as the number one food truck at the event. And they will be there this weekend.
All righty.
So we're excited about that, too, to have two good winners there. We're going to have the normal hot tamales, shrimp pasta, shrimp salad sandwiches, and I think jambalaya. And, you know, we always have food everywhere you look. Lots of sweets and goodies to take home with you. And it's not too early to start shopping for Christmas. I've been seeing people posting on Facebook about, you know, Christmas shopping and whatnot. Oh. So it's never too early to get started. I know you don't want to hear that, but
not when it's 90 degrees, it's
well,
tough
I know that part is the hard part.
Christmas, you know?
But you know what? Sometimes it's 90 degrees for Christmas. So it just feels all home. We have live music by Hunter Hayes. We wanted to go with him just because he's a young guy from Kaplan, and being still in high school, it's perfect to have him back.
Hunter Hayes?
Did I say Hunter?
You
Hayes?
Did.
Oh, I'm sorry.
When you said Kaplan,
I know. I'm reading something else about that. Ethan Hunt.
Ethan Hunt.
And we're excited. We're equally excited
exactly. Ethan's going to be there.
He is having some shirts. He's selling shirts first time. And also he recorded his first album 2 weeks ago. So they won't have any to sell then, but he's going to be playing it, and he's going to have more information about that. So that was his first. He went to Nashville quite a bit this summer, and he is going to have his first album coming out. They're hoping by the end of this month.
Very good.
So
very
excited
good.
About that. So lots to go. And we want to welcome Miss Tammy and her her honey. She can tell us a little bit about what she has going on.
Well, thank you very much. I'm happy to be here. I'm Tammy Melançon, born and raised in Vermilion Parish. Graduated from Gaydon, taught at Kaplan High School for 30 years. So I've been in this area for a long time. Our honey is a specialty product because we don't heat it and we don't filter it. And it's really difficult these days to find local honey that hasn't been processed, that's truly raw. So because we can, we're very careful with the quality of our honey. And on a whim, we entered our honey in a national competition this last January, and we were probably more shocked than anyone else to win a blue ribbon with our honey. We came out first in our category.
Awesome.
So that was exciting for us. It was kind of a David and Goliath type thing because the second place was from New York and third place was from Canada. So it was a huge competition. We specialize in that quality of that honey, but we also offer several other products. We offer what's called a creamed honey, and creamed honey is raw honey that is crystallized. We just figured out how to control that crystallization process. So it's got a velvety texture to it. And we whip in cinnamon or we whip in pecans. So you can get a cinnamon creamed honey, you can get a pecan creamed honey. We also sell the old-fashioned comb honey, which comes right out of the beehive. It's the closest thing you can get to what the bees produce without getting stung. We actually we take that pleasure away from you, and we get stung ourselves. And then we started making candles this year. And I've become a candle mold addict. My husband has forbidden me to buy any more candle molds. So yesterday I bought one more. But that has become an interesting project for us. So we take the wax that we get when we harvest our honey. And you only harvest honey twice a year.
Is that right?
It's a crop. So you'll harvest late in June, and then you'll harvest late in October before the first frost. The number one table-grade honey in Louisiana comes from, and most people aren't aware of this, the tallow tree, that chicken tree that everyone tries to kill along their fence lines and everything. That actually creates the best honey. And beekeepers
not the tree itself.
The tree, the leaf of the tree, will create a nectar in the middle of May, starting in the middle of May, and that honey flow will go on until the middle of June. And beekeepers from across this country will bring 18-wheeler truckloads of honeybees down and set them next to tallow tree groves.
Okay, but bees are involved in that whole process.
Slightly, yeah. Yes. They will collect the nectar from that tallow tree.
Gotcha.
And so the honey that we're selling right now is the tallow honey, and that's a really specialty type product.
Neat.
That's neat, yeah.
Now, we talked off air a little bit, but for our listeners who might be intimidated by looking at this...
The comb honey.
Mm-hmm. And the idea that... go ahead and use a spoon?
Use a spoon. Yeah, some people put it in the middle of a fruit tray, and they'll slice it up, and then they'll dip apples and fruit into it. But people actually swallow the wax. It's in that comb honey. Your grandfathers did, your grandmothers did. They swallow that wax, and then that wax will get into your system, and sometimes it lubricates your joints even. So we have got doctors that are recommending swallowing beeswax as a way of helping people with bursitis and things. There's a whole movement now to go back into that holistic medicine.
Yes.
And if you do some research, you'll find that bee sting therapy is an important part of that holistic medicine, where people are actually getting stung by honeybees in areas where they have some type of issue. So I'm not abdicating.
Especially for those who are allergic to bee stings.
Absolutely. But my husband had arthritis in his hands, and so he has stopped wearing gloves now when we work with honeybees, and the arthritis is no longer an issue for him. He does not have any more arthritis in his hands. So it's an interesting idea.
That's amazing. The shelf life for any of these, are they any different because of the different types of honey that they are?
No, sir. In fact, they have found honey that was edible in the tombs of the pharaohs in Egypt, so in the pyramids. As long as it stays warm, it's not going to go into it. But the bees know how to cap the honey when the moisture content is correct. That's when they'll cap it with wax. On Saturday, we'll have our observation hive. So the children come out, and they can see the bees working in the box, and I'll show them where the eggs are and where the babies are and where the wax comes from, where bees create the wax from. So it's fun. It gives me my little teaching fix.
Yeah. Now, I was surprised to find out that you only harvest it twice a year. What are they doing the rest of the year?
They're trying to survive. That's what they do. And so right now, with the heat and the dryness, of course, today is not very dry today, but there's not a whole lot of pollen and there's not a whole lot of nectar available. So they will live off of honey that they've created during that dearth time, and then the same thing during the winter time. But we only harvest twice a year.
What are the two times I usually harvest?
Late June, where we'll harvest that tallow crop, and then late October. And late October is a wildflower crop with lots of goldenrod. People seem to begin to understand that if you're eating the pollen from goldenrod flowers, then you're going to build up a tolerance to that pollen. And that's why people tell you to eat local honey.
Very good. The name of the company, by the way, Wright Honey.
Wright Honey.
With a W, right? Mm-hmm. Where does the name come from?
Have you ever heard if you lived in Wright, you'd be home now?
No.
There is a community between Gaydon and Kaplan off of Highway 14.
Yes.
In fact, you have to go through the big metropolis of Mulvey to get to the smaller metropolis of Wright. And then on the left-hand side is a rice dryer, and there's a sign on it that says, if you lived in Wright, you'd be home now, W-R-I-G-H-T. And this is where my family, I was a Hare, H-A-I-R, and this is where we were, my dad was a rice farmer.
Much easier to pronounce, by the way.
Absolutely, you would think. So, but that's where we're from. We live in Wright, Louisiana.
Excellent, excellent. Again, you know, I'm not sure how much of an expert you are on the idea that the bees disappearing or diminishing populations of bees and whether or not that's a real issue.
It is an issue. It's called colony collapse disorder, CCD. We are under the belief that it is not caused by any one thing, but several things. I think sometimes the farmers using some of the chemicals they're using for their crops. I think that several pests have been brought in from other countries. There's a hive beetle that our bees have to try and fight off. Wax moths are an issue for bees. And also now there's a varroa mite that bees have to try and deal with. We get a lot of feral bees, wild bees. People call us and say, we've got a swarm of bees in our yard. Can you come pick it up? So we'll go pick them up. So our bees are not cultivated. We just deal with a lot of local honeybees. And I think those local bees have a way of figuring out how to deal with all of these new environmental aspects on them. But we do lose hives. In fact, since our harvest, we've lost six hives. I think it's just part of the crop business, and
gotcha.
We deal with it. So we try and pick up six new hives to replace the ones we lose.
How do you relocate bees? Is it just moving the hive, or is it another way to collect the bees?
Bees don't fly at night. So we will get there early in the morning before they take off and try it. If they're in a ball of bees, like someone has a swarm of bees on a fence or in a tree or something, we actually have a bee vacuum that we can very gently vacuum up these bees, or we'll just shake them. If they're in a tight ball, we can just shake the branch and they drop into a box. We cover it up and take them home. Sometimes they'll stay, and sometimes that queen, when she's decided she needs to swarm, she'll just take off anyway. So we took two trips to Crowley to relocate some bees for a friend of ours the other day and brought them home, and when we got up the next morning, they were just gone. They've gone.
So. And believe it or not, we get calls every once in a while. Hey, I've got some bees. I don't want to just kill them. You know, they want to remove them properly so that they can, you know, sustain and do that. And it surprises me how often we do. Do you know somebody? So
we,
I can call you
we
now.
We get on an average of two calls a day.
Is that right?
It's unbelievable. But this area, they call it the Golden Triangle for honeybees because our temperature, our weather is so temperate for bees. It never gets really cold and it never gets so hot that there's not something they can forage on. So there is no shortage of honeybees in our area. It's difficult to tell people this, but sometimes that's what you have to do. You have to you didn't invite them into the wall of your home, so you have to figure out how to get them out. It's a difficult, painful job for a beekeeper to go and take these bees out because you have to expose that entire hive, which means pulling the wall off of the outside of someone's home, and then exposing the entire hive, and then vacuuming them up, and then cleaning all that comb, and then when you get home, they may take off again. Or,
yeah.
You know, you may not get the queen. If you don't get the queen, the whole hive will collapse. So it's a difficult job.
Interesting. Interesting. So again, Wright Honey, check them out at the Delcom Seafood Farmers Market this Saturday. And I would imagine year-round they can find you somewhere?
Absolutely. We have Facebook. We have a website. Come and look for me at the farmers market. I'd love to meet you and talk to you about honeybees. My husband, once you get him started, I kind of have to push him on the side so I can help the other customers. But the Delcom Farmers Market is a phenomenal, phenomenal market, and it's so fun because it's under that big pavilion. So even if there's a little chance of rain, you can still come out, and there's plenty of space to walk around and things to see. It is an incredible market.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And, you know, we talk about all the activities, there is a decent chance of rain right now, Saturday.
They do.
Hopefully later.
But they did
say last night,
I heard they said more chance of rain in the afternoon.
And then that's typical for us.
Yeah,
that's typical.
We're done for one.
But again, we remind folks, too, you got the great paved parking there.
Yes, yes. Lots of parking. And people just come and go. You know, they come and get what they want. They shop. They get something to eat. Some come in. They leave and they come back to eat. So it's kind of a come-and-go thing all day. It's free of charge to come in. And we do have an ATM machine if you forget your cash at home. A lot of our vendors do take credit cards, but if they don't, we do have ATM there. And we also do take, they take the EBT card for produce. So they just have to check with us. And we also, of course, have all our fresh, you know, we have fresh shrimp, but we also have our frozen products we started selling this year. That's been a big plus. We tried it this year in March, and ever since then, it's like, bam, it took off. We always have fresh frozen catfish, our black drum, and we always do a tasting of black drum.
Our Tom Email was talking about black drum last week.
Yes, and the thing we're excited about, the black drum party, is the contest they had.
Bonnie Burrow
from St. John's. She won the cook-off, Louisiana cook-off this year. It's always been in New Orleans. They moved it to Lafayette, and she won with black drum.
Mm-hmm.
And week before last, I had the pleasure of having lunch with Bonnie Burrow. And also we bought Douglas, who is one of our members from Delcom Direct. We met with her because she wanted to buy directly from the fisherman, not down the road. So they met up, and she's actually having her competition this Saturday.
Yep.
Is the national competition in New Orleans, and there's 12 or 14 chefs from around the world that she told me.
Yeah.
And she's using black drum again. So we're excited because it's kind of like part of our family. You know, anybody that's involved with Delcom Direct, it's part of us. So we're excited about that. So and we have frozen crab meat. Our Vermilion Bay shrimp, and usually sometimes, I'm not going to say every time, we have frog legs and alligator meat. So a little bit of everything. One-stop shop, you know, get your produce, get your seafood to cook, get your honey. You know, honey glazed shrimp are pretty good, so you could try it all. You can mix the two together.
Yeah,
and
I've never tried.
Oh, you need to.
would you grill that or fry it? Or?
I'd say grill it.
Grill it.
Grill it.
Grill it. Grill it.
Good. I've got a shrimp guy.
Do one side. And
now I've got a honey person, yeah. And I've got a shrimp guy. So.
You do one side. You know, I mean, sometimes you don't have to flip it, but if you put a skewer or something, or just kind of put it on and flip it over and just put honey in no time, it's just going to go, it's delicious.
Fantastic. Anything else about the market you want to talk about?
No, we want to welcome everyone back. We're excited for our new year, for our new fall season, I would say. We also, this month in Delcom, on the 16th through the 20th is our 67th annual Delcom Shrimp Festival. We want to invite everybody to that. And we do not accept, the Shrimp Festival does not accept vendors. We get that call through our market often. The Shrimp Festival Association is going to be there this weekend selling all their products. Their T-shirts, you know, koozies, our new cookbook that we sold out in a week. We got cookbooks in a week, we're sold out. We had to reorder because it's a lot of the old cookbooks mixed up with a lot of new ones. So it was kind of a plus. And also next month, we do have one on Labor Day weekend, September 2nd. We are having a market, but we also have a special market. It's called Shrimp Boogie on September 16th to celebrate the shrimping season, the fall shrimping season. And we don't want to have it too early to the Shrimp Festival, so we wait a month. And Fifth Avenue is going to be playing that night. And that day, we also have a second market from 1 to 4. So we're going to have two markets in September. So
excellent.
If you missed the first one, grab the second one. I'm sure we have lots of fresh shrimp, which everybody wants to come down and get. So
there you go.
605 South Railroad. We love to have everyone there. Follow the new signs down. We're celebrating tons of new stuff. You know, Farmers Market Week, Twins Day, back to school, and lots of fun.
Excellent. Again, Timmy, remind folks how to find you apart from this Saturday.
Absolutely. Well, we do sell locally at some of the stores, but you can always find us on Facebook, and you can message me on Facebook, and I'll let you know where the nearest store is to you, wherever you're located, and we also have a website.
Excellent. Again, Wright Honey, appreciate you coming by and appreciate the graft here. Graft and corruption, that's the best thing about being in radio, getting a few things dropped off. Appreciate that. I look forward to it. I really do. And again, Tammy, always a pleasure. We'll see you next month, if not before.
If you want me to come for the Shrimp Festival, I'll be more than happy.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Tesh Matters, 10 till 1 on Kane Radio, AM 1240.